on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's official.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely, in the presence of God, profess, testify, and declare that I am a faithful Protestant.
Britain's King Charles III taking the oath, one of the religious services at his coronation today. The new monarch and his wife Camilla were crowned in a ceremony that nodded to the UK's diversity. A gospel choir was among the performers. A search is on for the suspect in the deadly shooting of a Chicago police officer.
I've directed the superintendent to spare no expense to make sure that we find the people responsible for this and bring them to justice.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot says another officer responding to reports of gunfire at the scene found his injured colleague and took her to the hospital where she died. Christmas Tree Shop says it's filed for bankruptcy. The New England-based chain with stores in a number of states says it only plans to close about 10 underperforming locations. This is ABC News. Another horse is out for today's Kentucky Derby.
The morning line favorite for today's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. ESPN says Forte suffered a foot injury, though no official reason has been given. The Associated Press says horse racing officials were observing and examining Forte this morning. This after he stumbled during Thursday's workout. At the time, the Colts trainer Todd Pletcher downplaying that. Forte is the fifth horse scratched from this year's Derby. Joey Waller, ABC News.
Here's a story of man risking life to save man's best friend. John Korber leapt into action, punching a bear several times in the face and in the leg when it lunged at his pet Yorkshire Terrier.
It was a hair-raising experience, trust me.
Bear encounters aren't exactly uncommon in Hendersonville, North Carolina, where Korber and his pup named Chew B live. But he says in this case, the animal seemed to be especially aggressive. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's official.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely, in the presence of God, profess, testify, and declare.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Two American banks collapsed in the past week. As Eric Tegedoff reports, some consumers are considering alternatives like credit unions.
Troy Stang is head of the Go West Credit Union Association, which represents more than 300 credit unions in Oregon and five other states. He says tumult in the financial market historically generates interest in the local structure of credit unions.
Whether it was with the dot-com bust, whether it was with the activities that led up to the Great Recession, consumers at their kitchen tables started having these conversations more intentionally about who is it that we do our financial services with.
Silicon Valley Bank's collapse is the second largest bank collapse in U.S. history. To get depositors their money, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has stepped in. Stang notes that National Share Insurance Fund, administered by the National Credit Union Administration, is the equivalent regulator for his institutions and is paid for by the credit union system. Stang says credit unions are not-for-profit and member-owned.
We're not accountable to Wall Street investors. We're not accountable to other forces outside of our membership. And so it's a much different model.
Stang says many of the credit unions in his association have spent the last week reassuring customers and noting differences in their institution structure from others. He adds a strong financial system is important for consumers, regardless of which institution they bank with. I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Here's what's going on around the area. Going on now through May 31st, it's the Spring Bloom at the Green Bay Botanical Gardens that takes place 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Green Bay Blizzard Indoor Football Friday night, May 5th at the Resch Center. The Blizzard takes on the Massachusetts Pirates. That's at 6:05. Friday through Sunday, May 5th through the 7th at the Resch Expo, it's Jurassic Quest. Lifelike dinosaurs will roar all weekend long. Great for the family. On Saturday the 6th, stroll through De Pere and sip your favorite hard seltzer. That takes place 1 until 5 o'clock throughout the downtown area. And on Sunday, May 7th, the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra comes to the Widener Center, presented by the Green Bay Civic Music Association. That is at 3 p.m.
Comedy Gold. I just like non-fungible as a word.
It is a good word.
It's a wonderful, it just has a good mouthfeel.
La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are very excited to have our inaugural segment, which we have not named yet, with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who is going to be joining us from now on Thursdays to, at least for the time being, tackle all the different facets of women's health, because there are a lot of different topics in that. And I think as, you know, there's not a lot of women in talk radio. And so I feel like a lot of times these topics don't get talked about on the radio. And so we could not be more excited to have you here, Dr. Lyerly.
Well, thanks. I did bust out the word vulva this morning during Pat's show, and that was well received.
How did he react?
Well, you know, his wife is an OBGYN.
Yeah, that's true.
So he didn't blush too much, but Luke Mathers, it was almost palpable.
We did an entire segment. Was that this year? Was that the end of last year?
I think it was this year.
When Mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, do you remember this? He basically had a speech talking about women's health and saying that the importance of women's health, but saying that if we would all just be more comfortable saying the word vagina,
yeah,
that maybe we'd be in a better place with women's health. And so we had an entire, I think, 30-minute segment, and Jane blushed more than once, I think, of saying, like, why are we so uncomfortable with some of these words that are anatomy.
It's medical terminology.
It's medical terminology for basic anatomy. And yet sometimes we, especially with women's stuff, are like, oh no, we don't talk about those things.
It's all part of the problem, isn't it? When it's so taboo and so shameful to even know what your own anatomy is. I can't tell you the number of times that I've been sitting in an exam room with someone, talking with them about something that's happening with their own body, and they don't even know that their ovaries are different than their uterus. It's fascinating.
And do you think some of that is they just weren't paying attention to health class and it didn't stick? Because to a certain extent, or is it just not being taught?
I think it depends on where you had your health class.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Or like the level of comfort. Like I can tell you my 4 sons.
I forget that you
so
have
much
4
more,
sons.
Right? Yeah. And they know way more about women and their bodies and women's health than I did even going into college, just because we talk about it and we talk so freely about it. And I don't think, like, they're my own kids, so I don't think they would necessarily come to me with too many sensitive subjects. Like, they've got other resources. You know, there's still that parent barrier. But because we've made it approachable and we've made it, like, in this world, you are likely at some point in your life to have sex. So
likely,
you might as well do it well and enjoy it and be safe and, smart.
Yes, all of those things. And so what we were excited about doing this, like I said, as we, there's not always a lot of, I think often in the talk radio world, women's issues or general issues, but from a women's perspective, but also women's health just doesn't get talked about because male hosts don't always, that's not where they gravitate to, right? Like sometimes we often want to talk about the things that we are interested in and relate to us, and not having a lot of women hosts means that sometimes these things don't get talked about. So we're very excited to be a show that is going to put these issues front and center and talk about it each week. And we would love to hear topic suggestions from you.
Or if you have questions.
Or if you have questions each week. And I know, Kristen, and Dr. Lyerly, you were saying, you know, obviously you're an OBGYN, and but you have a network of other doctors who we might be able to bring on the show and talk about menopause or talk about heart disease and talk about different things like cervical cancer and
osteoporosis.
And, you know, I think some of the topics we even threw out in the first place was like the history of women's health, which I find fascinating because there's still so little. I feel like science is still playing catch up with women's health because for so long they were only doing studies on men and just applying the findings to women.
They still are. I mean, until recently, women weren't even included in most studies. And I'm not talking about like studies of women's reproductive anatomy. I'm talking about like heart disease. Heart disease is the number one killer of women.
Yeah.
And we were doing studies on men. And like you said, applying that information to women, and it doesn't apply. Women experience heart disease in a very different way. Our risk factors are different. The timing of heart disease in women is different. So it's apples and oranges. And another big push that we've recently had as a professional organization is to include pregnant and lactating women in research, because we give people who are pregnant, I mean, you're pregnant.
I am.
Have you taken any medications in your pregnancy? Most pregnant women have, whether it's Tylenol or a vitamin or an herbal supplement or something. We don't have data on most of that stuff. So we really do need to include people within informed consent, like, you know, people who can consent to these research trials so that we have more information. So we're not experimenting on the whole population. We will have better information.
And we're talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly for our new segment that's yet to be named. We're going to, in the next segment, we did a little crowdsourcing on Twitter to get some ideas.
Oh, and, for,
and there's some good ones.
There are some fantastic ideas.
And so we're going to go through the options in the next segment. So we'll get your vote if you want to let us know what you think we should call this. But we'll have a name by next week. But the segment is going to be every Thursday. We're going to talk to Dr. Kristen Lyerly about women's health, sometimes bring other experts on. Today's topic, because of the news that was announced, is we are going to talk about pregnancy. And speaking of what you were just saying as far as, yes, I mean, I know that right now I can take Tylenol and there's a lot of other medications I cannot take. But what's fascinating as I have started to read what I, you know, has been recommended to me with pregnancy stuff is how little research is actually done on and what we don't know about pregnancy, because there's not that many studies that are done. And so like the misconceptions around drinking, the misconceptions around stress and like what you should do and what you can't do and listeria. And I haven't had a Jimmy John sub for months now.
You can have tuna.
Is that what you can have tuna? Yeah. And so we're certainly in the third segment, and at the bottom of the hour, we're going to come back and talk about some of the myths. But truly, it's really, there's not a ton of, there's still so much more research to do on pregnancy, right?
I feel like when I'm talking with my patients and advising them, and we're talking about evidence, when I'm questioned, so much of the stuff that I say, I'm like, well, this is just because of, it's how we do it, because that's the best we've got right now. I know.
That happened to me. That happened to me even with her due date. And so this is, I haven't even told you this story. So I asked my doctor, because Michael was very keen on finding out the actual conception date, because he wanted to be able to tell that story. And I asked our doctor, she's like, we don't know. We actually don't know how to actually like pinpoint it. And so it's like the best science we have right now is going off of your last period. And so we go in for our, whatever, the 12-week scan, 13-week scan or something like that. And they start measuring the baby and they're like, wait, what? What's your due date? And I told them, and they're like, all right, we'll be right back. They literally, because it was she was measuring as like 14 weeks and I was only supposed to be 13 weeks. And so they moved my due date up a week because she's just, she might just be big. That could be true.
She's going to be tall. She is going to be
but
a tall
it's like,
girl.
The even due dates are kind of just like, all right, we'll go with that.
Well, and that brings up another whole really interesting point. So early in the first trimester, all embryos grow at approximately the same rate. So the best way to figure out what your due date is going to be is with that early first trimester ultrasound and measuring, we call it a crown rump length, but it's like the head to the butt. Mm-hmm. So that's a really great way to date a pregnancy. But when you think about it, like when you're 6 weeks pregnant, you're really only 4 weeks pregnant. Mm-hmm. Because those first 2 weeks, that goes back to the first day of your last period. And you probably didn't get pregnant until 2 weeks after that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So when you're talking about like a 6 week abortion ban,
yeah,
most people probably just missed their period. And if they have long cycles, like 35 day cycles, which is not unusual, then they literally probably missed their period 6 days ago. So how do you have the time to get the testing and do all the planning and, you know, pull all that together in that short period of time?
Well, especially when it's an unplanned pregnancy, because I think when you're trying to get pregnant, the first day of your missed period, you're like taking a test. But when you're not expecting that and you're just busy,
you're not testing for it.
Absolutely. As far as like, wait, when was it? I don't know. And then all of a sudden it was a week ago. And so, yeah, mm-hmm. it is certainly part of that. But I guess, what are some of the other topics that you think we should throw out there as far as potential Thursday women's health topics?
Oh, there's so much to talk about. I would love to hear from your audience about what they want to talk about. But menopause, for sure, that's one that I get all the time. And maybe that's just like my cohort right now. But there's just no information out there about like, are hormones safe? Are they not safe? Should I get pellets? Who should I talk to? What are the risks if I do it? What are the risks if I don't? So I think menopause is a huge one. Preventive care, like what do I actually need to do? Do I need a pap test? Those guidelines have changed a lot. You don't need a pap and a pelvic every year like you used to 15 years ago.
Also, mammograms, what are the like most recent advice on how often you're getting mammograms and depending on what age you are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Osteoporosis screening, sexually transmitted infections, different types of contraception. There are new methods of contraception that are out there now. I mean, really, it's endless, the amount of information. And being able to dispel myths. Like, a lot of people think that Plan B is an abortion. The morning after pill is an abortion. But hey, it's not.
It's not an
Plan
abortion.
Plan B, the morning after pill. Yeah, it's contraception. It prevents pregnancy. But even physicians are confused about it. One of my colleagues at Madison just did a study surveying physicians, and they don't even really know unless they're dealing with this on a regular basis. So there's tons of information.
Tons of stuff.
About.
And I see that we already have one question about pregnancy that we'll get to at the bottom of the hour. But when we come back, we're going to pick a name for this segment. So we need your input. So stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Attention all DIYers! When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Gardens.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. sponsored by Pfizer.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 54, winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 51. Chance for isolated storms tomorrow, highs level off around 66. Overcast, upper 50s, Monday, turning warmer, Tuesday, with highs in the low 60s and showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are doing our new segment, our new Thursday weekly segment with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, where we tackle women's health issues and topics and questions, because it's something that, at least on radio airwaves, doesn't necessarily always get as much attention as it should. And so we are excited, as a women-hosted show, to have you here every week, Dr. Lyerly. But, you know, we still need to have a comedic angle to this, because this is As Goes Wisconsin.
And there's got to be a whoop whoop boing in there somewhere, Dr. Lyerly.
There's got to be some silliness that can't all be serious, because that's just not how we do it on this show. And so you had the great foresight to ask people, because people are funny. People are great with puns. And so I thought we'd go through. I think the three of us ultimately get the final say, but I wanted to read some of the suggestions that we got for anyone to let us know what they think and what their vote would go to.
As far as naming the segment.
So every week when Dr. Lyerly joins, we're welcome to our weekly segment of
ta-da!
And then we'll go on to talk about whatever the topic is for the day. So, I'm just going to go
and
through
this. If this goes well, then next week, maybe we can name your baby.
Dr. Lyerly, that's already done.
Little Janie. Yes, she's very adamant that if she's going to continue to be my producer, we need to name our child, our firstborn, after her.
I think it's fair.
It's fair.
All right, so here are some of the options we have. Cheese meds.
I like cheese meds.
But there's only one med. There's only one doctor, so the plural doesn't.
Cheese med.
Cheese med.
Yeah.
This one's pretty good. Public cervix announcement.
Public cervix announcements.
Public cervix. Oh. Not cervix. Cervix.
That's got potential.
That's got potential.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Uteruses before deuteruses.
And let's add ovaries before brovaries.
There we go. Yep.
Oh, those could rotate.
And this one, I think this is my leader, but I won't taint anyone out there. From here to fertility and beyond.
And beyond. Leaves a lot of openness.
I feel like, I like how that it opens itself up to a lot of different topics that we might be able to cover. The vagina dialogues.
Play off the vagina monologues.
Because we're having a dialogue. We're having conversations.
Sure.
This is what I think we just need to call you, Dr. Lyerly, is OPBGYN.
You know, my favorite thing about that, I really, really love that for so many reasons, but one of my favorite things is that that actually came from Senator André Jacques' brother, Pierre.
That makes it so much better.
That much more glorious.
That so is.
Here's to you, Pierre. You're amazing.
Thanks, Pierre. That is really good. That's our good. Own Ope BYGYN. I just have to be able to say it fast.
That might be the sticking point on that particular suggestion.
Womb.
That doesn't have to be the name of the segment. That can just be my name.
That's just her name.
Right.
Yeah. This one comes with an actual. Not only just the name, but a tagline as well, or like a description. Womb Wisecracks, Laughing Through Women's Health, a playful and informative series where the OBGYN, Wisconsin-based comedian and radio legend come together to share crucial information on women's health while keeping it light and humorous for their audience.
Wow.
Okay, but that one actually came from ChatGPT.
Did it really?
Yeah.
That is
because we ask the people and the people ask ChatGPT.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and speaking of chat, you asked ChatGPT. And so do you have it up or I have it up if you don't?
No, you go right
ahead.
All right.
So you posted this as far as not this is the AI talking as far as because I love that you what was your original prompt?
You know, it wasn't me.
Oh, this
it
wasn't
was
you.
It was a friend.
So here we'll run down because I love that there was an original prompt and then this because it's just a screenshot and then the subsequent prompt was make it more Wisconsin. So these are the names. Sure, here are some Wisconsin inspired titles: The Cheesehead Chronicles of Women's Health, Scotty Snatch Talk.
I'm gonna weigh in on that one. That would be a no.
That would be a no.
That's a no.
The Bratwurst and Bacterial Vaginosis Show.
That's AI
often
generated.
Brew City Babes discussing women's health. The Dairyland Diaries of Women's Wellness. Milwaukee Muff Monologues. The Sheboygan Shuffle Women's Health Edition. Green Bay Gynecologist Gab Fest.
That's called dinner at the Lyerly House.
The Kenosha Kegel Connection.
Everybody, take a moment. Take a moment. Kegel.
Think about it.
Let it go.
Think about it. Yep.
Madison mm-hmm. Menstruation Musings. I like the alliteration. I like that the AI likes alliteration. All right. If any of those stood out to you, text us. Let us know which one you think we should name this segment. What's the most appropriate but still funny? Some of those were definitely not appropriate.
A little too far.
We didn't have to touch the dump button, but a little much.
Borderline,
but
perhaps.
I think I know my favorite still, but we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And when we come back, we're actually going to tackle some pregnancy stuff.
And if you have questions, send them in. Again, 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Gee whiz.
It's the snatch got you a little
I'm thrown. Kerfuddled. It just threw me up.
All right, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will still be here when we come back. We will take your questions. She will answer some of my questions about pregnancy. And we're going to have a fun time. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's official.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely, in the presence of God, profess, testify, and declare that I am a faithful Protestant.
Britain's King Charles III taking the oath, one of the religious services at his coronation today. The new monarch and his wife Camilla were crowned in a ceremony that nodded to the UK's diversity. A gospel choir was among the performers. A search is on for the suspect in the deadly shooting of a Chicago police officer.
I've directed the superintendent
to spare no expense to make sure that we find the people responsible for this and bring them to justice.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot says another officer responding to reports of gunfire at the scene found his injured colleague and took her to the hospital where she died. Christmas Tree Shop says it's filed for bankruptcy. The New England-based chain with stores in a number of states says it only plans to close about 10 underperforming locations. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Closing arguments begin today in the trial of Khalil Perry. The now 15-year-old is accused of carjacking, robbing, and sexually assaulting an 87-year-old woman as she dropped off library books in November of 2021 in Waukesha. Perry is being charged as an adult for first-degree sexual assault with a dangerous weapon, armed robbery, kidnapping, and operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Wisconsin adults considered of prime working age are either working or looking for work at a rate that's among the best in the country. That's according to a new report from the University of Wisconsin Extension. Prime working age adults include those from 25 to 54 years old. In 2021, Wisconsin had the fifth highest labor force participation rate for women and the ninth highest for men. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Well, I'm going to Elk Camp. I got my best boots on. I got my cooler packed to the top. And you can bet your ass I'm gone. I'm going to Elk Camp.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Matnair. Leave it to Jane to find a song about elk.
Elk Camp. Elk Who doesn't camp. Want to go to Elk Camp? And I have elk sounds, too, for later.
Wow. How long did it take you to find that stuff?
Not nearly long enough. I could have spent much more time.
Well, that can only mean one thing. We're going to talk about elk. And specifically, we're talking about Wisconsin elk calves and the opportunity, which too many volunteers. There's too many people who already signed up to do this. So we're no longer recruiting you. We're just letting you know that this is happening between May 19th and June 18th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is going to be collaring elk calves in order to do a multi-year study about elk herds. And so here to tell us more about it is DNR wildlife biologist Christina Kazuski. Thank you for joining the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show today. So, being able to share a few details about the process.
Yeah, so I guess let's just start from the top as far as like Because we have more questions of like, where are the moms? How do you not get stampede?
But we'll get there.
Let's just start from like what the purpose is, what the study is looking at.
Sure. So the reason we collar the elk calves is to look at their survival to year one. So information from the GPS collars, we obtain the GPS collar data, and that information goes into our population estimate. So we have one parameter into the population model is the calf survival rate. So that information gets put into the model, and amongst other parameters that go into that model, we can get a population estimate.
And about how many population, what is the elk population in Wisconsin, Christina?
Sure. So elk primarily reside in two different herds, one in the northern elk zone, which is Hayward, Clam Lake, kind of the Schwamigan, Nicolet Forest, and then the Flambeau as well. So that's what we kind of refer to as the northern elk herd. That is approximately 270 elk before calves are born this spring. And then the central elk zone, which primarily resides in Jackson County, we're sitting at about 125 elk before calves. So we do expect about 32 to 35 elk calves to be born in the central elk zone down here in Jackson County. And then to the north, they're looking at about 85 to 90 calves expected to be born.
So then those don't seem like huge numbers. So there's a lot less elk than deer.
Yes, yes. So this was a reintroduced herd, or these herds were reintroduced. So elk were native in Wisconsin, and they were extirpated in the late 1800s. So in 1995, 25 elk were reintroduced into the Clam Lake area. That was a herd sourced from Michigan. And then subsequently in 2015 and 2016, elk from Kentucky were brought to the Jackson County area. There was... so that was 2015 and 2016. So that was approximately 73 elk were released in those years down in the Jackson County. And then in 2017 and 2019, about 90 elk were released in that Clam Lake, Schwamigan, Nicolet Forest. So reintroduced herd, there's good population increases, especially within both of those herds. So definitely a lot less elk in Wisconsin than deer, yes.
So are they protected then? Is this is not something you can go hunting?
So there is an elk hunt. It's held in the fall every year. Okay. For the northern elk zone.
Got it. Okay.
The quotas are very small. State licensed hunters, there's a drawing, and the state licensed hunters had an opportunity at one of four tags the last few years. So there's been a hunt occurring in the northern elk zone since 2018.
And Christina, what are the natural predators for elk? I suppose is it coyotes and wolves?
So we see some predation on the calves primarily, not so much as the adults, but so that's part of what this study kind of looks at is the cause-specific mortality of calf mortalities. So especially in the north, the northern elk zone, there's a little bit more predation on the calves due to wolves or bear. We do see some predation on in the central elk zone as well, but hadn't had a wolf predation in the central zone since 2017. So, just different landscapes, different causes of mortality.
We're talking to Christina Kaczewski, who is a wildlife biologist with the DNR, about the upcoming collaring of elk calves. And so I want to hear more about what this looks like as far as, because I feel like it would be cool, but also the process of going and putting a collar around any wild animal, even if they couldn't hurt me, I would assume, like, elk are not small. And so, like, explain more about why you need the volunteers, and also, like, what to expect, what the volunteers that you have can expect once they get out there and they start putting collars on these little babies.
Sure. So we utilize our preparations for this calf searching project actually occur back in the winter time. So during the winter, we can trap the adult elk, and we do that by making these larger pens, and then once they come into the pen, we can close the door behind them, and we will immobilize the adult elk. So we utilize that time in order to put out these GPS collars. So we use the GPS collars on the cows specifically to be able to gauge whether or not there might be a calving event. So when the elk are primarily a herd animal, so they typically reside in larger herds or groups with other elk. And so when we see a movement by the GPS collar away from that herd, and then a very localized set of data points or GPS locations, that's pretty indicative of a calving event. So it's that cow moving away from the herd, finding a quiet, secure area for her to give birth to. So once that once we see that on our computer screens, we can call in our volunteers who obviously have abundant amount of interest, but we're very lucky to be able to have them, because it is important to be able to cover some ground and have very keen eyes to be able to find these calves. So basically what it looks like is 1 to 2 kind of DNR staff will go in first and very quietly try to observe the cow, and what you're looking for there is maybe you'd be able to see a calf right there with her. So that's, of course, a positive observation, but you can also determine maybe by her size or how robust she might be, whether or not she had a calf or not. But so you can kind of pinpoint the location a little bit better too when you go in quietly, just a small single or pair of people. So then once that occurs, then, you know, the staff will kind of pull out and recruit or gather up the rest of the volunteers. So you're shoulder to shoulder, probably spaced like 5 to 10 feet apart, depending on the density of cover. And so you form a straight line, like I said, shoulder to shoulder kind of, and you just kind of make a swath through the, you know, whatever the vegetation or habitat is, and you're searching for the elk calf. So,
are they laying on the ground? So they're not standing yet? Okay.
Yep. So they are able to stand, but their natural response to evade predators is very similar to a white-tailed deer fawn, where they're hunker down very quietly, motionless. That's their kind of evasion of predators. So it's definitely a tricky thing to do. At times they are missed because they are good at what they're doing. So it's a difficult
evolution.
Task
they're good at not being caught, so they can survive.
Exactly. So Christina, so this is a bull. These are some elk sounds that I found. And these are the males.
Yes.
But when you're looking for the calves, where is mom in all of this? Because I follow a number of dog mushers on Twitter who talk about their encounters with moose, and moose are terrifying. Are elk less scary than moose?
Typically, the cow will move off, yes. So as opposed to moose and their defense mechanism, if you may, we've more often seen the cows will just move off. Sometimes they'll be making some mews, or if they're really agitated, they'll do a bark, but typically they'll move off and away from the calf. So as the calf gets older, they'll invest more defense almost. So we try to go in so we can handle the calves and they don't run away from us, but B, so that the mom isn't as defensive. So typically we try to aim for that 1 to 4 or 5 day old time period for those reasons. So
it's not like she will abandon them once the baby smells like a human and she leaves it alone. She'll go back to it.
Yeah, so there's definitely a few precautionary ways we can help with controlling abandonment. We ask all of our volunteers not to wear any bug spray. And then also everyone is wearing a set of gloves. So as you're making these movements or sweeping motions through the woods, really anyone in the line can observe the elk, and usually, or the calf, it's usually hunkered down and doesn't move. But in case someone does need to, you know, kind of grab the elk calf and hold it in place, we need people to have gloves, because it's just, we take as many precautions as we can to minimize our effects. And one of those effects might be scent. So that's why we ask for no bug spray and everyone to be gloved up. So we have not had an abandonment instance in our collaring for the calves.
So how many years have you guys done this?
It's started, I think soon after the release of the introduction. So they've been searching, you know, and collaring since after the reintroduction, but, we continually update our information, and that's what goes into the population estimate. So
I would bet that you would get the same volunteers though.
I was going to ask, what are the volunteers like?
It must be so thrilling though, to be, you know, out in the wilderness and looking, and then you find a little baby, and it's just, I just get chills just thinking about it.
Yes, it's definitely quite the experience. And I think that's why we saw so much interest in signing up for this volunteer opportunity. We had to close it a little bit earlier than what we thought, but we want to be able to give as many people the opportunity to at least be on a roster and have the potential to search for a calf.
I love that enough people are like paying attention to the DNR's website, like, and that this pops out. They're like, all right, go. like the lottery is open. Get in there now. And like, it's so typical Wisconsin that there's that many people who are paying attention and want to go spend an afternoon or a weekend doing this. And so any other interesting studies that you're working on these days, Christina?
So similarly with the calves, we also do keep track of our mortality causes for the cows as well. So we're constantly making those investigations and just trying to figure out if it's a man-made kind of issue. Car vehicle collisions is a big issue down for the central zone. Mm-hmm. So trying to work with our partner agencies and even our tribal governments too to try to figure out how to minimize that as much as possible. But you know, elk's a wild animal and they don't necessarily know any confines or boundaries. So,
and what was it like the first time you heard those elk calls in the wild? That must just be freaky.
It's fabulous. You know, it's such a large animal, especially in the fall when the bulls are bugling, and you're on foot on the same plane and level as they are, and they just thunder through the woods. So it's amazing to be able to hear a bugle out on the landscape. And that's, you know, that's a big draw for people too, is the photos and the viewing and the, you know, bugling in the fall. It really is a big attraction to people.
Well, very cool. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us. Christina Kaczewski is a wildlife biologist at the DNR working on elk stuff. This was very fun. Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate you too. Thank you very much.
Have a great day. All right, we're going to talk about parrots when we come back. A different kind of animal, and they like FaceTime. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
For elk camp number two.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 54, winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 51. Chance for isolated storms tomorrow, highs level off around 66. Overcast, upper 50s, Monday, turning warmer, Tuesday, with highs in the low 60s and showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. We were just talking about elk.
I love stuff like that.
Me too.
It makes me so happy.
I love that you called it freaky and she called it fabulous. I was also imagining you volunteering to do that. And for people who don't know, and why would you know? Because even when you watch the live stream, which you can always do on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, follow As Goes Wisconsin, you can see Jane, but you can't see her shoes. Jane has a great wardrobe of sparkly sneakers.
I do.
And I was just imagining as she was describing, like, going through the terrain and having to, like, spread out and try to find the calf of you, like, tiptoeing around in your sparkly shoes, trying to find this, like, baby elk.
They're sparkly boots, Kristen. First of all, you gotta get, I like would like, you know, some knee-high rubber ones, and then I could bedazzle them myself.
Maybe we could do camouflage sparkly shoes. Someone's got to make those.
Don't tease me like that. You're going to make me crazy. And now I'm just happy that we have elk sounds. So whenever we need elk sounds, we got them.
What are you going to use them for? I feel like we have to come up with some kind of game or like callback that every time something XYZ happens, we play the elk sound and we scare the hell out of our guests who don't know what we're talking about.
But I do. I love our DNR and they have so many different things going on. And I love that people love it.
Yeah.
And are involved and care and sign up and volunteer and get out there. It's great.
Because I feel like this isn't the first time that we've interviewed someone from the DNR, by the time they came on the show, they no longer needed the thing that they were asking for.
Right.
Because it was already filled up.
Yeah. Which is just so wonderful. So well done.
Well done. So this has nothing to do with the DNR, but it is another species of animal. Parrots. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been a bird person?
My ex-husband had a bird.
And were you a fan?
I didn't mind him.
Okay.
You know, and we had canaries we had parakeets when I was a kid. Unfortunately, you'd take the sheet off Cheaper's cage one day and he's on his back with a little claws in the air. So they never seem to last very long.
Mm.
Short lifespan. At least our parakeets.
I wonder how that works, because I have two friends who now live in Madison who have, I think they have three parakeets who have been alive for a while.
Oh, really?
They moved cross country with them.
Wow.
I mean, I think they've had them at least since they got married, and they got married in 2018.
Wow.
And unless one of them has died and they just didn't make a Facebook announcement out of it. But they were the biggest bird people I know and they just like let them out of the cage and they'll be working from home and one of them will just be sitting on their shoulder and it's just, they are bird people. And it's just there. That's how they live.
Well, and parrots live a long time.
Yeah. So I love this, that they even studied this. So a new study had parrot owners in the U.S. teach their feathered pets to use tablets to make video calls.
Independently?
I think so. And so they taught, I mean, parrots are super smart.
They
taught them how to use a tablet and to, like, basically, I guess, with their beak, touch whatever, which is interesting because I always thought on tablets, just like your iPhone,
it was about your fingertips.
It's your fingertip, and I thought it had to be a certain temperature, which is why when your phone's too hot or too cold, you can't actually use it.
Right.
Or like why when you wear gloves, you can't just touch your, who knows. Anyways, they taught them how to use tablets. Don't ask questions, Kristen.
Okay.
And just like humans in the early days of lockdown, the birds felt less lonely when they could virtually hang out with other birds.
Oh my God.
The parrots could choose who they wanted to ring, and the popular birds turned out to be the ones who initiated the most phone calls. Isn't that wild?
So Polly calls Cracker, and then Cracker wants to call Polly because Polly reached out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Isn't that funny? And so Polly wanted FaceTime, you know? And I just thought that was... It's always funny to me when, you know, the actual emotions. I mean, like, how do you study whether or not a parrot's feeling lonely? Like, what are the measurements of that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I love that someone was like, "This is we're going to study this."
Okay.
And then there are enough people who are like, "All right, this is the controlled group. This is the variable." Let's go.
Well, and even more amazing is they found someone to fund it.
That's true.
Right? You know, I can see a bunch of scientists sitting around going, wouldn't this be a great thing? And then they have to go get someone to pay for it.
And they're like, what does this solve?
Right.
What does this actually help?
How will this help us?
But yeah, so I thought that was an interesting factoid to share. But here's another interesting factoid. So we all know, I guess we didn't really talk about it much on the show, but Bed Bath & Beyond... End of an era.
Yes.
They are closing down. I think it was over the weekend was the last day you could go use. I used to just have like Ziploc bags full of those coupons.
Did you really?
We could only use them one at a time. You couldn't go in and like use multiple. And they just, I mean, literally, you should never have paid full price.
For anything.
For anything at Bed Bath & Beyond. But I guess if you have expired Bed Bath & Beyond coupons, even though Bed Bath & Beyond is closing, like all of them are closing, there are some retailers who will honor them, which I find super surprising. So Big Lots and the Container Store, which is pretty expensive.
Right.
Said they will accept Bed Bath & Beyond coupons that the bankrupt retailer won't honor anymore. So if you didn't throw those away yet... And you want to go check out if Big Lots or the Container Store has what you're looking for, they will honor that.
That's kind of smart on their part. You're trying to get people in your store who might never have been in there before.
Yeah. Right?
I have never been in a Container Store, never.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I've never been in a Container Store.
They're wonderful.
For containers.
For containers, but
Are they like magical containers?
No, they're just any... I don't know how to explain it. It's just like, it's like overpriced, but like any kind of size and like you have... I feel like it preys on your dreams of being an organized person.
Okay.
And that's why I feel I fall victim to stores like that all the time.
It's like you could be organized if you only had this.
Yes. That is exactly what it is. I think we have established, if you have listened to this show for any amount of time, I am not the most organized person. I lose things constantly. I am very much, my mind is on what I am doing right now. And as soon as my mind is not on that thing anymore,
it's gone.
You're on to the next thing. And that could include, my mind was on opening the cabinet and getting glass out. And now my mind is on filling the glass. And so the cabinet just stays open. Like that is my life and Mike's life. And so I have these dreams. I'll get into these like modes of wanting to be an organized person and thinking that I will fix my life and everything will be better once I just have the right containers. And I will personally change my habits, my behaviors, my brain chemistry will somehow be different if I just invest in some of these things that then I will all of a sudden know that this is where all of my t-shirts go instead of on the floor. It's never actually worked. Sorry,
I think Container Store should contact you. and you could be a spokesperson and sell that exact idea.
I could try, but I don't have any proof. I just have the dream.
It's an ad.
All right, we're taking a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back,
this is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.